What are the things you can do if you have an enlarged prostate? Stay tuned to find out.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Ann Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Hello there, modern man. Let's talk about enlarged prostate today. An enlarged prostate is known as BPH or benign prostatic hypertrophy. It's a common condition in older men. In my last episode, I said that one of the risk factors is that when you get older, you are more likely chance of having an enlarged prostate. Now, we're going to talk about some natural remedies, but this doesn't cure the condition. It may manage some of the symptoms, and that you always have to consult with your doctor first before you start taking the natural remedy. But before we do that, let's go over some of the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. Now, if you're having these symptoms, you need to get checked out. You need to get blood work done. You need to have a rectal exam so the doctor can examine your prostate as well. So what are the common symptoms for BPH? Urinary frequency or needing to urinate more often, especially during the night, sometimes as often as 5 to 6 times. Number two is urgency, a feeling of a strong urge to urinate or else you're going to go in your underwear. Number three, a weak urine flow or difficulty starting and maintaining a urine stream, or it just take you forever to go do a number one. When you're in the urinal or in your toilet, it takes you like 10 minutes just to urinate. Number four, incomplete emptying of the urine, meaning that the bladder feels full, but when you urinate, you're not completely emptying all the urine from the bladder. Number five is dribbling. The leaking urine after urination is complete. You kind of dribble. Number six is straining. It's hard for you to get the urine out and to maintain the urine stream. Number seven is urinary retention. In severe cases, it becomes very difficult to urinate at all, leading to pain, discomfort, a distended or over capacity bladder fill up with urine. Number eight is frequent urinary tract infection. BPH can increase the risk of developing UTI or urinary tract infection due to incomplete bladder emptying and the urine left over. Number nine, blood in the urine, a condition called hematuria. In some cases, BPH may cause blood to appear in the urine. Now, it's important to note that these symptoms can also be caused by urinary tract infection, prostate cancer, and even bladder stones as well, too. So it's crucial that if you're having these symptoms, go see the doctor for an accurate diagnosis, get a blood work and an examination. So let's go over the anatomy a little bit. So all those symptoms happen because here is the bladder. Here is the prostate. The prostate is a walnut-sized organ, and it sits right below the bladder and the urethra with the tube where it connects your bladder all the way that go through your penis. It's where you urinate, and it's actually go through the muscle in your penis right here, the corpus spongiosum, which is the muscle on the underside of the penis. But how it does is that the prostate goes around the urethra. So when it enlarges, it compresses or press on the urethra, causing all those symptoms that I mentioned, which is weak urine flow, incomplete emptying, and urinary frequency, and dribbling, and straining, and UTI because you're not getting all of the urine out. And also, there are nerves on the prostate that also go to the penis as well. So when you have BPH, it will also affect your erection as well too. So it's a critical organ, and the prostate make the semen fluid. So the scrotum make the sperm, and it goes to here and is stored in the seminal vesicle in the prostate. And then the sperm is then mixed with the semen fluid to become semen so that when you ejaculate, but it has to go from the prostate and go through urethra to go outside the body and through your penis. So it's a coordination between the scrotum, the prostate, and the prostate muscle. So the prostate, it's a very critical function. It actually affects how you can have babies for fertility, and the enlargement of it causes the bladder problem and urination problem. So I hope that you see that on this model here to see how it affects the urine. So having said that, you need to go see a doctor to get evaluated. Once you get evaluated and you do have BPH and not any other worrisome condition, there are other natural remedies that you can look at to decrease some of the symptoms. Number one, saw palmetto. Saw palmetto is an herbal supplement used very frequently in prostate health because it helps reduce the urinary symptoms associated with BPH. Again, always purchase from reliable sources. I'm going to put a link to the supplement that I recommend that has all these components in it that works really well. You can get it at Amazon. So natural remedy number two is Pygeum, about Pygeum, is an extract from the bark of African plum tree. And again, it helps with urinary symptoms and nighttime urination. Number three is beta-sitosterol. So it's actually a plant sterol that is found in many edible plants such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and it helps with urinary flow. That's why in combination with Mediterranean diet, which is heavily focused on fruits and vegetables and nuts, will assist with symptoms of BPH as well. Number four is stinging nettles. Stinging nettle root help with BPH symptoms in the urination and also increasing the urine flow. Number five, rye grass pollen is an extract of the rye grass pollen that also improves symptoms of urination as well, and it's been researched. And again, all of this are just natural remedies. I want to stress also lifestyle modification that will help with your prostate health, such as exercise and maintaining a healthy weight. Your BMI should be under 30. And also try to limit water before you go to bed. Just decrease drinking water maybe 2 hours before going to bed and avoid caffeine or coffee or tea 5 hours before bedtime, and limiting alcohol at least 3 to 4 hours before bedtime, because all of this can irritate the bladder. And when you irritate the bladder, you're going to urinate more often at night, because sometimes the symptoms of going to urinate at nighttime, the most bothersome, because you can't sleep. You can't sleep. You feel tired the next day, and it affects your thinking. It affects your whole well-being and your quality of life. So something to consider. Number seven is herbal tea. Herbal tea like green tea, pumpkin seed tea, and nettle tea are antioxidant and will improve your urine health as well. Now remember, natural remedies can vary in effectiveness. It may work for one person, it may not work for another person. Again, discuss with your doctor as well. Make sure that you follow up on a regular basis. Again, lifestyle modification, the Mediterranean diet, maintaining a healthy weight, a BMI under 30, and adequate sleep, avoiding alcohol, smoking, all of this will contribute, go a long way. I have a supplement that I recommend called Prostate Supreme. I'll put a link down in the show note where you can get that. I recommend that to my patient, and I've seen it work well in my patient as well. Something I want you to also consider is using a prostate massager, either external or on the outside, or also using on the inside as well, because the vibration of the prostate massager will actually bring in more blood flow to the prostate that will decrease inflammation and also help with healing. But make sure before you do that, that you do not have prostate cancer. and that you have seen a doctor first, again, before you start to have a discussion with your doctor. And if your symptoms are urinating a lot at night, using the prostate massager and using the supplement will help with at least getting some good sleep and decreasing some of your symptoms at this point. So I hope you find this useful. I will appreciate it if you like, subscribe, and share this episode with somebody that you care about. And just know that you can have sexual health till the day you die. Let's start a sexual revolution, modern man, and empower ourselves, men and women, to have sexual vitality for life. And know that I have a coaching program, a Modern Man Club, where I will coach you to regain your sexual vitality and performance restoration, where you can ask me any question live twice a month with many other benefits. Check it out at noedman.com. I will see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.